If you've been wishing, hoping, and dreaming about taking your business from six figures to multi-six figures or multi-six figures to seven figures, then I want to make sure you get our new free guide, the Multi-Six and Seven-Figure Scaling Roadmap. Inside the guide, I pulled back the curtains and I shared all the strategies that I've used, and they can help you too. First, they can help you triple your monthly sales. I shared proven strategies with you that led to a 3x increase in my monthly sales. Second, I show you exactly how to crush your limiting beliefs. Say goodbye to doubts like, you can't charge that much and there aren't enough ideal clients for you too. Third, how to only work with ideal clients. I show you how to become the go-to expert and attract only the perfect clients and referrals. And finally, I show you how to quantum leap to $20,000 plus every single month. I show you exactly how to take a quantum leap from $8,000 per month, for example, to $20,000 a month. You can absolutely break through your upper limit barrier and enjoy five and six figure months every single month. Make 2024 your dream come true year by downloading your free guide today. Just click the link in the show notes below.
Welcome to Quantum Revenue Expansion, where we keep you motivated, inspired, and thinking big. Upleveling into quantum revenue is a choice that we can all make in any moment, and then continue to make that choice to stay in that space each day. On this podcast, Ursula will share revenue growth strategies to reach your next level and introduce you to CEOs just like you who are making it happen. What's your next quantum leap going to be? See it, own it, and take that first step. If this is you, then Ursula wants to invite you to join us at the next 2X Intensive now. Go to salescoachnow.com/apply. You're listening to Quantum Revenue Expansion with your host, Ursula Menchez. Let's go.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to Quantum Revenue Expansion, the podcast. I'm super excited because I have one of my soul sisters from across the pond. Louisa Havers is here with me today, and I just want to say, Louisa, hello, and welcome to the show.
Hello, and thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here as well.
I'm thrilled to have you because we've had so many conversations behind the scenes about all the different things when it comes to energy and quantum fields and manifestation. And today we're going to be talking about healing your past to create quantum revenue expansion. That just sounds so good. Like I thank you for helping me co-create that, because this conversation is going to be so interesting. And I have questions upon questions that I want to ask you about energy and subtle energy and how it gets in the way of manifesting. So I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm so glad you're here. And to our listeners all over the world, we love you. We're so glad you're here with us. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for downloading the show. Thanks for telling your friends. Thanks for leaving reviews. If you feel called to leave a review on iTunes or wherever you're listening, after you do that, come back to our site. Go to ursulainc.co/giveaway. We have a special gift for you to thank you for leaving a review. Also, if you haven't yet, this is so fun. We finally have Quantum Revenue Expansion, the masterclass, up on the homepage of the website. So you can go to ursulainc.co just there. We made it so easy. It's like literally the homepage. Like, I always hated looking for people's free gifts. So it's really easy. And it's all about figuring out how to turn your annual income into your monthly income. And during the class, it's a three-part series. Part one, I talk about how to create your brand new quantum revenue container to get there. Part two, we talk about how to up-level your prices, your packaging, all the things that help you get to that next level. And then the third class is all about collapsing time through team, systems, processes, and what you have to do up here to make that happen as well. So if you haven't, go there. It's also in the show notes. Get the class, come and play with us. All right, what else? I think that's about it for now, because I just want to save this time to chat with Louisa. Louisa Havers is wanting to listen to this. Listen to her background. I've known Louisa for what? I don't know, like 8 months maybe we've known each other. We've been hanging out in different programs and coaching programs and healing programs. And I didn't know all these cool things about you. Louisa is one of the first 22 energy alignment mentors in the world, an advanced pranic healer, a master Akashic record consultant and teacher, and an international life and business coach. Louisa left her life on the hamster wheel of survival. Love that. I just love that. And stepped out of her comfort zone, leaving her senior executive job in social services to reinvent herself as an entrepreneur, running a successful international life and business coaching business. She helps high achievers like all of you and coaches increase their performance and magnetism in life and business so that they can break through their upper limits. And she served over 8,000 people across the world, empowering them to make life-changing transformations so they can love the life they live. And Louisa, you always lead with your heart. I mean, I just feel like your heart is so big and you have so much that you want to give to the world. So I would love to hear a little bit about your story. Like, what led you to this incredible world and this now success that you're having?
Oh, it's so good to be here. And do you know what, as you were saying all of that, I was thinking it's amazing when I look back and think about my days in social services where I thought I might end up there forever.
Yes.
Because it's a place that can kind of suck you in with being people feeling really safe to stay there. So I did end up staying there for about 13 years, but I was probably still considered the new girl on the block because people had been there for so long. And there were, I think for me, why I stayed there so long was because my interest was kept in that I kept getting promoted across the organization. So I got to do lots of different things. And I look back and I realized that was really feeding my creativity, being able to develop different services, being able to help people, of course, because it's social services, being really able to feel like I was contributing to society in that way. But there was two key turning points for me that really led me to where I am today. So one was my father's death in 2004. And what had happened for him, he used to be an artist and loved an amazing artist, but took a corporate job to keep the family in the lifestyle it was we were accustomed to. And he always used to say, when I'm retired, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. I'm going to do all the things that I've dreamt of doing. I'm going to take up painting again. I haven't got time to do it at the moment because he was just working so hard all the hours. And then, of course, he got really, really ill. And he was ill, health, retired. So he didn't have the retirement that he wanted. So after a period of long ill health, he died. And for me, that really started chipping away at me in the sense of going, oh my goodness, I'm actually heading down the same path if I'm not careful. Hello, 13 years in social services. So for me, I was like, I've just got to do something completely different and take massive, massive action. To create something different in my life. And then the second one, because I obviously wasn't taking action quick enough for the universe, social services threw in pay freezes for about 8 years. So we had 8 years worth of pay freezes with the cost of living going up. And of course, along with the pay freezes came restructures. And so guess what? They kept giving us more and more work, but no more money. And I just thought, you know what? I've just got to give myself a pay rise and I need to take some time off. So for me, this is where I actually manifested my first opportunity, although at that point I probably wouldn't have realized that I was manifesting, if that makes sense. And I was living in the energy of the question of going, I want my own business, but I just don't know what it is. Like, what could it be? I was literally asking, what could my business be? And then I attracted an opportunity to me, which was a health and wellness network marketing opportunity. So that was my first dipping my toe in to being an entrepreneur, and it absolutely opened the doors for me. And within a year, I was able to reduce my hours at my job, which just felt amazing. And then I just realized, you know what, this is what lights me up. I love coaching people. And so then I did the big scary leap of leaving my secure job, which obviously wasn't that secure, but that was one of the illusions that I had bought into. And then I started my business. And it's just been a complete amazing whirlwind since then.
Yeah. Well, congratulations for escaping, especially after not getting a pay raise for 8 years. It must have been painful. And at the same time, it seems like it's innate in you. You were in the social workers world, right? So it's innate in you to want to help people and that desire. And so it translated well into coaching and wellness and all of those pieces. But it doesn't mean it was easy to take the leap. So when you think back, and for those who are listening who are like, oh yeah, like I want my own business, I haven't made the leap yet, or those who have made the leap and they're still like, what was I thinking? How did you, was it a mentor, a coaching program? someone in the wellness business, like how did you have the faith to keep going, to leave the job? Like, what was that moment like for you?
I remember the moment where I told my boss that I was going to leave, and I remember looking at me going, are you sure we can create any job that you want? Anything to kind of create something so that I'd want to stay. But I just remember it was just this feeling in my heart that I had to do it. And I had had my own period of ill health, and I think I should have forgotten about that one, where I had had shingles and it had bedridden me for 4 months. And that, I think it was that behind me that made me go, I'm just going to have more of the same unless I do something different. I have to completely reinvent myself because this is not the life that I wanted to create. I sort of fell into it, but I was good at it, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And so that first step, it wasn't necessarily, this was, I would say, divine guidance that was giving me the confidence to leave. And of course, with it, as I left, I did very quickly find a coach to help guide me with all the business, setting up the business side of things, because it's such a big identity shift. And that took my breath away. I hadn't expected that at all in terms of recognizing how you can get so wrapped up in, if you're in that, wearing those success masks, which really are being busy. All those things that we can think success means, and we've, you know, attached our identity to the roles that we've been playing, and then you strip that all away, who are you? And you have this space to completely reinvent yourself. And having gone from leading, you know, large teams, etc., to suddenly being the business owner and the team. You know, at that point, there wasn't a department to delegate to or anything like that. Just did open up so much self-doubt, opportunity to recreate my identity. And that's one of the things I absolutely love about helping people break through to those next income levels. Because for me, it is all about your identity. And that's because we want to prove ourselves right and who we see ourselves as. So we're going to attract things that are in relation to our self-concept and our self-identity.
I feel like there's so much we need to unpack. We can talk for days. So I'm going to try to unpack this. First of all, I think, you know, for all of us who are entrepreneurs today, we had to make that leap. And here's what's interesting.
So, and I don't think you know this. I didn't know that about you, the whole shingles story, but I had chronic shingles for 7 years when I was in the corporate world. And it's actually why I went to a healer the first time. And then it's kind of what took me on my healing journey. So I feel like shingles are the thing that we get when we're supposed to make a change or a shift. Or like, you know, it has to be so painful because shingles are horrible, right? It has to be so painful that you'll do something or make a change, right? And we don't want that for the world. Like if you're listening and you're being pulled to something, like before your body tells you what to do or forces you, right? And I want to, there's so many places that we could go, but I feel like we're being led in this direction. And you and I, before we got on the show, we were talking about trauma. We were talking about, you know, past trauma, childhood trauma, adult trauma, coming through the pandemic trauma, you know, living through political scandal. Like we all have some level of trauma, some more than others. What I'm curious about, how do our bodies talk to us? Like I had chronic shingles, my body was trying to tell me something, right? And then also I want to talk about how trauma gets in the way of manifestation.
Big time. It really does. So one of the things that I find is a really simple way to help people understand, like, even why it could get in the way, because so often we can compartmentalize things and think, well, that the trauma's over there, and here's the thing that I desire, the next level of income in my business, the dream house, the hunky husband, whatever it may be that somebody's saying, actually, this is the next life goal for me that I want to create. I've dealt with that. A lot of people come to me and say, no, I've done all my trauma work. I've done all my healing. there's no more. There's always, if we aren't where we want to be yet, then we want to find out what is holding us back and what beliefs are we holding that we might not know that we're holding because of the trauma that we've experienced? And it, in terms of, like you were saying, there's so many different types of traumas, and we can have trauma from business experiences as well, you know, in terms of where things haven't gone right, and we may have lost some money because, you know, some investments in team members or whatever it may be didn't pan out. Our lovely subconscious is going to try and keep us safe to not recreate that again. And so what can happen? So how I see trauma from an energetic perspective holding us back, I think the easiest way to describe it, and this comes from the energy alignment method, is thinking of us, everything that we create is from the energy state that we're in. And to break it down is to think about that we're always in one of three energetic flows. And we're in all of them at any point in time at different parts of our lives. So we've got being in flow or the receptive energy. So this is the energy that we all want to be in all the time. So this is where everything's going really well. It feels effortless. It's like, oh my word, you know, my program filled up and I hadn't even advertised. I hadn't even told people yet. You know, that thing where you just think, oh, I'm just sick. It's just, everything's going swimmingly. You know, you find the dream house in Florida, whatever it may be. Done, tick. And so you're open to allowing things to flow to you and to receive. Then we have, so that's flow and receiving energy. Then we have resistance. So this is where it feels like you're making progress towards life goals, but it's that sense of, why does this feel hard? You know, you're taking two steps forward and then actually feel like you're taking three steps back. So you're moving in the right direction, but something's holding you back. And this is where the limiting beliefs are popping up. We're creating this resistance. Often people will say, I just feel like I've got this niggly emotion and it just won't go, or something's feeling sticky. You can't quite put your finger on it. And then we have the reversed energy. So this is where you can feel stuck. You can't figure out, you're doing all the right things in your business, or you're taking all the right action for whatever it is, the part of your life goal you're working on, but it just feels like you're going backwards. Away from your goal, away from your intention. Something is in reversed energy. And this is where trauma comes in. This is what I call it, is called an energy reversal, where it's like you've had a shock and you've left a piece of you, as it were, at that moment in time energetically. So it's when I'll hear people say, I feel stuck. I don't know why I'm going in the wrong direction. And this is where it can start to create illnesses. It can start to create, can feel like you're in a business plateau that you can't get out of, even though you're doing all the right things. And by going in and finding out what's been happening energetically with the trauma, getting to the root of the trauma, and being able to then heal that, it is just magical. It blows my mind, even though this is what I do, in terms of when people are able to find that, really let that go and release it from their body, how it then opens up their business. And it could be a trauma from childhood that seemingly has nothing to do with their business. But of course, everything's energy. So if we are out of alignment in one part of our life, it is going to have a ripple effect across all aspects. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely one of the questions we ask our clients, like, where else does this show up for you? Because if something's showing up in your business, there's a mirror somewhere else. And I think I'm so glad we're talking about this. I talk a lot about mental health on this show and taking care of ourselves. And I've shared a lot about, you know, my own journey and just the trauma. And I think such an important point that I just want to highlight for everyone is that if you're not getting what you want, if you're not creating the next level in your business, if you're not getting the income, whatever it is, there's something there. There's something that's stuck. And I think, you know, as a 47-year-old woman, I who feels like she's done so much healing work, right? Like, I feel like I've done so much. And yet, you know, next level, something comes up that needs to be cleared. And for our listeners, I've had the pleasure of working privately with Louisa and just some incredible work that we've done together. And sometimes things that come up, I laugh out loud, like I'll say it and then I'll laugh out loud because I'll say, like, how is it possible that this, whatever it is, right? Something from childhood or something from high school or something from college or whatever business is still, like, it feels like it's still there, but I think it's a part of it or like a layer of it or something, but it's just asking, to be cleared. So here's what I want to ask next or talk about is, you mentioned, you know,
when you clear the energy or you clear the trauma, it can feel almost magical or unbelievable. Like that clearing that opens up space for my program to fill up or my bank account to grow or whatever it might be, or the person to show up that I've been seeking. I would love to hear, and you don't even know I'm going to ask you this. So for our listeners, I'm going to totally put Luisa on the spot. But I want you to think about, and of course, keeping this, you know, anonymous, but some of your client experiences, like where you've witnessed, you've worked with a client, you've just witnessed this transformation and what was on the other side of it for them. Just any examples that you might have that I love it. We all love stories. We love, you know, or even your own story. Maybe you cleared something and there was something on the other side of that.
Yes. Do you know what? The one that pops into my mind that is quite a practical example, which I think is an example that has blown my mind in the past, is when I think about, I used to do a lot of Facebook advertising, and you could have a Facebook ad running along, working beautifully, and then suddenly it would stop working. So I always used to say they're like pets. You have to nurture, kind of keep your eye on, make sure that they're still responding. Sometimes they go a bit squiffy, and then sometimes they, you know, tank or whatever it may be. And whenever I would do, so if I'd see the performance dropping on that, I would then go, okay, so where am I holding any resistance to allowing more clients to come in? Because of course the advert was around inviting people to come to my freebie. At that point it was a webinar, and then from that people could then come and potentially book a breakthrough call with me and maybe come and work with me. So what was being asked to heal? And so I would clear the energy on the platforms, on the ads that were linked in relation to where I was holding any fear about who may show up, for example. And I kid you not, I would do the work on that, and then within the next day I would have a breakthrough call being booked, having not had one for, let's say, a week, for example. And it was literally like I could just see in numerical form in front of my eyes the result of my energy work. Does that make sense? And it just used to, that was the first one that popped into my mind in terms of thinking of something really tangible that people who may have, you know, using systems in business, etc., you know, when you can, you know, you're looking at the data to see your performance. That for me, and of course I used to lead on performance management for social services and stuff, which is why I love numbers, was like, holy moly, that is like complete. I've done the energy work here, and then the next day, you know, the ad's working again. I haven't tweaked it, I haven't done anything else to it. The only thing I did was do the energy work.
So do you remember what kind of energy work, or can you give us any other insider secrets?
Yeah, so one of the things that I do is I do muscle testing to find out what on earth is going on. So if I remember, just thinking about that example would be, okay, so am I holding any resistance to working with more clients? You know, why is this ad that was working not working and has been my best running ad for so long, whatever it may be? And my favorite way of muscle testing is doing the sway technique, which is where you use your body like a dowsing device, because it really enables people to tap into their intuition. Yes, it's like, so you sway forwards for a yes and backwards for a no. And basically, when you understand that technique, your energy doesn't lie. So however you're swaying, it's telling you something. So I would literally muscle test, have I got any resistance to receiving any more clients? So starting there. So, and if I get a yes, so then, well, what's the fear? So what I've got really good at is then listening to my intuition to find out, okay, so what's bubbling up? Am I expecting a mean girl from school to perhaps answer the ad, for example? Because of course you're not going to want to recreate any high school drama, for example. So of course, like on one level, you might be thinking it's just a Facebook ad, but actually there's so much going on in behind the scenes in terms of whether you energetically actually want to allow more clients in to come and work with you. So that's where it's clearing up, going, okay, so what's going on subconsciously? Why might I be creating this resistant energy that's affecting everything? My Facebook ads, it could be affecting my emails, it could be affecting my landing page, and so on. So that's what I do, is I muscle test to find out, okay, what's going on? Where is the resistance? What's the gift that's popped up and is asking to be healed. And then I clear it using releasing statements and then do a lot of activations around reprogramming and rewiring my energy field so that I'm sending out the right electromagnetic waves in my human Wi-Fi, as I call it. I always think of our aura like our human Wi-Fi. Nice. So it's constantly sending out messages and receiving them. So that I do a lot of activations after I've cleared what I, you know, don't want to be holding. Once I've found whatever little sneaky monkey was creating the resistance. Yeah.
Just amazing. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. I wanted everyone to have a real tangible example because you and I have talked about this a lot in terms of how we work with our clients. And, you know, we can teach strategy and sales strategy and business strategy and revenue modeling and marketing and all the things. And if there's an energetic block, it doesn't matter. And we've all experienced it. And I know some of you right now probably someone are like, holy cow, that's me. That is me. Well, wait, we have like at the end, Louise has a free gift for you. So I think that'll be very exciting, but we're not quite there yet. I think the thing to know or to start to pay attention to though is, and this was really big for me. It's like, don't beat yourself up. Like there literally is a block, you know, because I think it's so easy in entrepreneurs to be like, I've done everything and I must not be good enough. I must not be fill in the blank or whatever to have that revenue come to me. And that's a lie. Like, what if we could all agree that it's just, let's say just so we can make it easy to clear, just an energy block. What if it's just an energy block and we can let it go? And on the other side of that is our desire and our manifestation. And I'm still glad we're having this conversation because I feel like this is the part, people don't talk about trauma. People don't talk about mental health. I can tell you in my family, there's a lot of depression. I've talked about this on the show and I battle that, but I'm also like, I've learned how to manage and move into a different energy, if that makes sense. So, but I've experienced, like when I was in college, I was very depressed and I didn't know it. And so I share that because I want to normalize, like, especially coming out of the pandemic, there's a lot of people who are depressed and it's not about beating yourself up. It is about, you know, getting the support, getting the help you need. And I think there's times when you might need, you know, a therapist and in conjunction with maybe you're working with a coach or, and, you know, someone like Louise is an energy healer and a coach, like to, you know, to take the shame out of mental health and have a whole team and take care of you, because depression, anxiety, past trauma, they impact our ability to manifest and no one's talking about it. So I feel like we just wanted to bring that to the forefront because it's so easy just to, you know, to beat ourselves up, especially entrepreneurs who are A-type personalities.
Exactly. Yeah. And thank you for raising that, because one of the things that I see is when we start to beat ourselves up, is we're effectively saying that there's something wrong with us because I haven't done X, Y, and Z. Of course, if we're trying to manifest from a place of there's something wrong with me, it's not going to be magnetizing what we want, because we're already in that vibration of something's wrong with me. So we need to let that go and go, there's nothing wrong with me. I'm just experiencing this experience, feeling frustrated. I'm going to let that energetic block go. So then you're able to create from a place of more expansion, of a place of I'm perfect exactly as I am. I'm a divine being. There's nothing wrong with the divine. I'm a divine being. And when you're able to then heal from that place rather than from a place of there's something wrong with me. So whether you're healing depression, there's nothing wrong with you. Whatever it is you're healing, you are divine. You're beautiful just exactly as you are. And when you are able to start from that place, you're able to heal so much more quickly. Whatever it is that you are healing and letting go of that is being asked to be released, that's been mirrored back to you in your business.
So good. Okay, you guys, do you see why we love Louisa? Do you see why I love her? Why I'm so glad that you're here. All right. So on that note, so moving, you know, having kind of talked about trauma, clearing it, just clearing the stuff out. I know you, I know a lot about your story and, you know, your ability to manifest money. So what I'm curious about, what was the biggest myth about money and revenue that you had to overcome to start to allow more into your business?
Just one.
Let's go. Like, look, as many as you've got, I think we'll take it.
I think the biggest myth I had to overcome was probably, I've got to work really, 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 really hard to get to the money that I desire. And this was instilled from everybody that I saw around me in terms of my parents, my school. You've got to get good grades. You've got to work really hard. You're only a good girl if you work really, really hard. It's like, no. And my mum even said this to me last week when I took her out for lunch. She said, you only do well in life if you work really, really long hours. And I was like, no, don't say that to me. Don't let that land in my energy field. So I corrected her. But it's certainly what my dad did. So that was the imprinting that I had. The program was running through him. It was this work ethic that was instilled in me that, you know, I wanted to see myself as a good girl. I wanted to work really, really hard. I'm a single parent. And so I wanted to, you know, create the lifestyle for my sons to have. And so I did what was expected of me, and I worked really, really long hours when I was working for social services. And of course, then it's, well, the more energy work that I did over time was then going, oh no, got nothing to do with the number of hours you're working. This is like the biggest illusion out there, and probably one of the biggest causes of stress and people getting things like shingles and all the things that we don't want to get. Actually, you just need to become a vibrational match to which you desire, so that the energy, your energetic vibration, does the heavy lifting for you. So I think that, and that myth, there's so many layers to all these myths, aren't there? It can just show up in so many different ways, that if I don't work really hard, maybe my business, all the good in my business, is going to suddenly disappear. The money's just going to disappear. The clients are all going to suddenly vanish if I'm not working really, really hard. So there's lots of different layers how we can catch ourselves thinking these thoughts and go, oh, that's a variety of the I've got to work really, really hard illusion that can go. So I think that one has been one of the biggest myths for me to let go of, and also replacing the corporate hamster wheel for the entrepreneurial hamster wheel, because it doesn't have to be long hours. We want to work smart so that we've got time for creativity, for our intuition to come in, for time to just be.
Yeah,
you know, it's that space to think, isn't it, and to allow your intuition to come through. And also, actually, one of the things I say with my clients all the time is, you know, if they go, I haven't got time to have a break, I'm like, you need to take a break immediately now. This is an emergency break that you need to take. If you feel like you haven't got time to take a break, that's the time you most need to take a break. And often it's that time when you're in the break, suddenly you get that message from somebody saying, I've been thinking about working for you. Or you get a download that a new program's going to come in, and that's going to be the one that's going to contribute to some more lives and be a breakthrough in your income. Yeah. So that space, creating space in your business, I think is the programming we need to give everybody, not work really, really long hours to make money.
Well, and it is, I mean, it's definitely a belief in the United States. You're in the UK. I mean, I think in the Western countries, this work hard, and many other countries, that you like, like you don't even have a choice. Like, it's here it is. and we teach it in schools, we teach it everywhere. And then you become an entrepreneur and you realize that's just a big lie. In fact, in one of our coaching groups this week, with some of our seven-figure clients, their assignment was to create a list of 20 ways they can have fun.
I love it.
I know, yeah. I am doing it too. I'm like, I told Rebecca, our other coach, I was like, we're going to do this too. Because there's that piece too of, with a lot of our clients, that once they get the work hard out of the way, they're like, I don't remember what I love to do to have fun. I don't remember what I used to do to have fun. And so that's literally an assignment. And so for anyone who's listening, take that challenge as well. Like, I challenge you to come up with 20 ways that you can have more fun in your life. And if you've been working a lot, it is, and coming out of the pandemic too, I've forgotten, like, oh my gosh, we used to go do this, we used to do that. And so it's so important. And I, you know, one of the other things you highlighted, and I want to make sure everyone heard you, like, you did all of this as a single parent. There was no other safety net. There was no like, oh, here's what I felt. Like, you had to work on all your own stuff
by yourself with other coaches and mentors in a family that didn't share the beliefs, which a lot of us get. Like, our families do the best that they can, but a lot of times they're stuck in, you know, old beliefs. And so you were able to overcome all of that on your own. So for anyone who's listening, if you're a single parent and you're thinking, oh, I can't do it because I'm not by myself, that's not true. So I wanted to put that out there. Okay. I have a couple more questions I want to bust through, and then we're going to wrap up. Top two tips. So really quickly, top two tips for busting through an income ceiling.
Okay. So top two tips. Tip number one, must do for everybody. If you haven't already got a manifesting process, get one.
Yes.
And implement it daily, and to have it as part of your ritual, your time. This is where you're setting the intention and co-creating with the universe. So my manifesting process, so if you haven't got one, then you can take my one for a spin, is there's four parts to it. The first part is connecting in with your higher self. The second part is creating the identity of your future self. So this is through rewiring your self-concepts and creating a new vibrational attraction point. The third is living in the energy of a question. The fourth is, of course, taking aligned action. We need to take the action on the inspiration that we get. So I do this daily. It just takes 15 minutes a day. So I'm connecting in with my higher self, using breath work to tune in and to really feel connected, so I can feel like I've connected and tuned into the energies and the guidance that can come through me. So it's not my ego talking. And then I can consider, okay, so what's my business showing me? Where is the resistance? What's showing up for me at the moment? And I use the muscle testing that I spoke about earlier to find out any hidden sneaky emotions and beliefs that might be creating some niggles in my field. And then I reprogram my energy field by doing activations. So this is affirming beliefs, and I use music to support what I'm doing, to elevate the frequency, so I can tune into the emotions of how amazing I'll feel when I have achieved X, Y, and Z, whatever it is that I am manifesting. What I'm doing there is recreating my identity of the self, the future self, the me that's already done all the things I'm intending to do. And then this is the powerful bit. I ask myself a question that I can live in the energy of. So this is where I will sit with the question, and I'll see what guidance comes through from my higher self. Or so it may come straight away, or may get nudges throughout the day. And I'm really good now when I go, oh, there's a little nudge, I'm going to go and take action on that. So the questions, to give people a little tip here, is asking questions like how or why, because they create a space, an energetic space for the answer to come in. So thinking of quantum revenue could be like, why am I always receiving more money than the month before? And so just cool. Asking that question, how is it
that, again?
You're like, I've got to write this one down.
Write her down.
Why am I always receiving more money than the month before? How is it that I've doubled my income? How is it the more money I earn, the more money I earn? Because can you feel those questions? They're powerful questions, aren't they? And they're ones where we can just sit in the energy of them. And this is where, so I ask the question, it's like I've written it on a post-it note for the universe. I've given the universe the post-it note. So I'm not trying to answer them myself, if that makes sense. I'm noticing then the synchronicities and the guidance that comes through and gives me the inspiration. And then I take action on it. And of course, the action bit's the key bit. So that's my manifesting process. And if you haven't got one already, then you can take my one for a spin. So that would be my top tip. And to do it daily, and that's really key, the consistency around it, so that you're building the momentum around creating this new vibrational attraction point. And then I think my second tip would be focus. So this is often, people say, I feel like we can feel really scattered, can't we, in terms of I'm trying to do this and trying to do that, juggling all the things as we're growing our business. And I think wherever your attention is becomes your intention, and energy follows intention. So if you're feeling scattered, that your intention is over lots of priorities. Whereas if you really focus and go to come to to create that next breakthrough in my income, yes, I may be doing all the other bits and pieces, but my attention this month is on this program, onboarding people into this program, or focusing on creating this new marketing, or launching the new podcast, whatever the thing is, but being really focused on that, so that that's where your attention is. And I have found that that has been a huge game changer. And sometimes we know this stuff, we know we need to focus, but it's just having that little reminder of going, am I being focused? Why am I feeling a little bit scattered?
I love it. So your top two tips, so a consistent manifesting process, and you gifted us yours. Thank you. So I'm sure people will listen to this again and take copious notes, and then focus. It's so funny. I looked up because I have a sign above my door that says, think abundantly, energy follows intention. One of my friends gave it to me years ago, and it's traveled from house to house, and it's such a great reminder. We are out of time. I have a million questions I could ask you, but we are out of time. We want to honor your time. And I know you have an amazing gift for our listeners. Can you tell us about it, please?
Yeah, I'm so excited to share this with you. So this is an Abundance Codes activation in the Akashic Records for listeners. So it's a guided activation that you can do, listen to it as many times as you choose. Obviously not when you're driving or operating heavy machinery, but something that you can listen to in a quiet moment, a quiet contemplation where you'll be able, I guide you through accessing the Akashic Records and give yourself some time to allow the energies to integrate. So I'm really excited to share that with you because I know people get lots of insights and ahas after they have listened to it because I get messages from people. So very, very excited to share that with you and for you to experience that.
That is awesome. And so I'm going to get that. So everyone definitely go, it's in the show notes. So get the abundance activation code, get that, get it. And where else can we find you? Where do you hang out on the social medias?
So, well, I'm on all the platforms, but I do tend to mostly hang out currently on Facebook. So you can find me on Facebook just under my name, Louisa Havers. Or of course, you're always welcome to email me at louisa@louisahavers.com.
Awesome. And here's my 30-second question. Just to close out, your final best piece of advice for any CEO who wants to turn their annual income into their monthly income.
I would say if you desire it, know that you've already created it in the imprint of the divine mind, and you've already at that moment created the solution to any of the perceived obstacles at the same time that you've desired it, which is awesome because then it just means it's inevitable that you can have it.
Louisa Havers, thank you for hanging out with us today on the Quantum Revenue Expansion Show. We are so lucky to have you. We'll definitely have you back, so we'll have to figure that out. And we just want to wish you the best year ever.
Thank you so much for having me. It's just been such a treat. Thank you.
My pleasure. All right, everyone, thank you for hanging out today. I hope you love Louisa as much as we love her, as much as I love her. This was so much fun. Come back and listen. And we just appreciate you. If there's anything we can do for you, you can email us at contact@ursulainc.co. Let my team know if you have any ideas for shows that you'd love to hear or topics you want me to talk about. All right, that's it for this week, everybody. Have an epic month.
Thank you for joining us today. And if you are ready to make your next quantum leap, let's do it. Ursula invites you to join us at the 2X Intensive. Go to salescoachnow.com/apply. Don't forget to leave us a review on your favorite podcast app.